This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous one, and welcome to this week's Q&A Thursday with me, Susie. And this week's question is from Mandy from Hobart, and she wants to know, why do I... meaning me, Susie, why do I almost always include stress management in my podcast when I'm looking at giving some, I guess, solutions for managing your perimenopause or your menopause symptoms? So I really wanted to kind of explain that because it's actually fairly simple. It's actually fairly simple because the thing is, when your ovaries are less active or no longer active, so you're not producing the progesterone that you used to, and the estrogen is getting pretty low, so you're probably towards the end of that perimenopausal transition to menopause or in menopause, what happens is the adrenal glands, so the adrenal glands, you've probably heard of them, they're two little glands that sit above your kidneys, so one on top of each kidney. And they produce stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline and noradrenaline. And these adrenal glands also, they're pretty smart. They take over the main role of producing your sex hormones. So, because, you know, your body still actually needs estrogen and progesterone. Even after we're done from a reproductive point of view, we know, and hopefully you've learned from listening to my podcast about all of the different roles that estrogen and progesterone actually have. It's not just about having babies and regulating the menstrual cycle. Your body uses these two hormones specifically for several different functions, including assisting certain feel-good kind of chemicals like GABA, which you may have heard of, or serotonin you probably have heard of. And serotonin is actually the precursor to melatonin, which helps with your sleep. But yeah, it helps assisting these particular chemicals into the brain. They're also responsible, that's estrogen and progesterone, for maintaining cholesterol levels, regulation of blood sugar levels, maintaining bone and muscle mass, healthy circulation and blood flow, your collagen production, and the moisture in your skin, including the thickness of the vaginal lining, and also healthy thyroid function. So, I mean, this is a lot, right? This is a lot. When we're losing our estrogen and our progesterone, all of these things I just listed, they still need to be supported. And the thing is, if we have led a stress-free lifestyle, your adrenal glands are going to be way more capable of producing some estrogen and progesterone to support your body during menopause. Unfortunately, for most of us, you know, stress-free is just not really possible, you know. We're not only subjected to emotional stressors like finances, cost of living, relationships, jobs, etc., but physical stressors as well, like toxins, electromagnetic radiation, so many things. So the thing is, you know, before menopause, it's the adrenal glands' responsibility to deal with stressors, right? And the thing is, chances are your adrenals are probably already stretched to the limit, and now they must take on the role of the ovaries as well. It's a lot. It's a lot. And this is the problem, is that your adrenals will always prioritize stress over and stress response over happiness and long-term health. I've said many, many times, you know, we are wired for survival. And our modern lifestyle has not, it doesn't, how do I put this? Your adrenal glands, on your nervous system rather, actually, your nervous system doesn't recognize the difference between getting a credit card bill and a life-threatening situation. Your system is either on or it's off. And so your adrenals are always going to prioritize the stress response because it's about keeping you alive. So the production of hormones that was once the responsibility of the ovaries gets neglected, and producing many of the so-called symptoms that we're told are normal for menopause. So unfortunately, progesterone is made almost exclusively in the adrenals after menopause, and it's not a lot. It's only a small amount. So this can lead to anxiety, can lead to thyroid dysfunction, a number of different things. So managing stress really well will help. And this is the words that I like to use a lot, managing stress, because the stressors are not necessarily going to change unless you can, you know, get out of a relationship that's causing you stress, get out of a job that is causing you stress, getting out of any sort of living situation that is causing you stress. If you can do that, then that's great. Otherwise, what you can do is learn how to regulate your own stress response through things like breath work, through things like cold water immersion, if that's appropriate for you, through things like meditation, movement, mindfulness, journaling, spending time out in nature. That is a big one. And for most of us, it's relatively accessible. Even if you live in a big city, generally there's going to be a green space somewhere. Or even if you can just get out and look at the blue sky, look at the clouds, even if it's gray clouds, if it's rain, just having some connection to nature. Or if you have an animal, if you have a pet, that's a connection to nature. If you have a houseplant, that's a connection to nature. And so all of these sorts of things, and in fact, any activity that brings you joy will help support your stress response, which supports your adrenals, which may help with producing some, not a lot. I'm not saying you're going to get back to where you were before menopause, but some progesterone and some estrogen that can help with symptoms. So I hope, Mandy, that that is helpful to you, and that you can take some of these little tips and implement them in your own life to help support yourself in your own menopausal journey, if that's where you're at. So this is a little short one, which is what I like these Q&A ones to be. Please continue to send your questions in. I love hearing from you. And enjoy the rest of your week. Have a fabulous weekend. And I will see you on Tuesday with a fresh new episode. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you liked today's episode, make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts or the follow button if you're on Spotify so that you get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, then head to the show notes and click the link to receive my free Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for perimenopausal women. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at Susie Garden Wellness. I'd love to connect with you.